listening to ESL Talk, a podcast made for English teachers by English teachers.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hello everyone, welcome to another new episode of ESL Talk. This is our last episode in season 6, and it is slightly delayed, so apologies if you were waiting for the last episode to drop, but happy to say that we have everything recorded and ready for this week's episode, and very happy to say that my co-host Faye is back joining us this week. She's here to share her story, share a little bit about what she's been going through personally and professionally the last year and change, and also just to kind of talk about the future of the podcast, where we're going to go in the future. We're not going anywhere, so again, thank you for all of your support. We're going to keep producing great material, great guests, and talking about great topics, and best of all, you'll have two voices to listen to now instead of just my voice like you might have been accustomed to for the last year or so. So we're going to talk to Faye. It's a really nice way to kind of, you know, review 2023, look ahead to 2024. And on that note, a happy new year to all of our listeners. Thank you for your incredible support in 2023. Looking at the metrics, the numbers, the data, everything has been a real success, and it's really encouraged us, and it's going to give us a lot of impetus to go forward in 2024. So just as we always do, a quick shout out to our sponsor, ESL-curriculum.com. Many new materials have been added over the last few months. So if you are looking for materials, lessons, games, activities for your students, you know, for all different facets of English. So if you're a general English teacher, you teach children, you teach IELTS, you teach writing, speaking, you are covered there with amazing ready-to-go lessons, materials. You can even start with a free 2-week trial as well. Just go to esl-curriculum.com to get started there. And of course, don't forget to follow us on Instagram. Why am I saying this? Because we're going to be pushing out lots of amazing content in 2024. More clips, you know, little extra bonus things that we're going to be pushing out. We do have some news as well regarding our teacher conference and some other events that we're going to have going on in 2024. So do give us a follow on Instagram. We're at about 4,500 followers now, which is, again, an amazing achievement in such a short amount of time. And finally, our website, it's now esltalk.ca. So we have a new website now. You should be able to still find us just by searching ESL Talk on Google or whichever search engine you use. But we do have a new website address now. It's esltalk.ca. So it should be a little bit easier to find us. It also helps identify us, even though myself and Faye didn't originally grow up or live in Canada when we were young. We have called Canada our home. This is a Canadian podcast, but of course we always welcome guests and input and exposure from all around the world. Looking at the numbers for 2023, you know, we've had so many different countries, so many different audiences. It's always been amazing. So we always welcome new guests as well. We have already started recording for season 7, which is just around the corner. We're going to start again in a few weeks. So if you'd like to be a guest on one of those episodes in season 7, we do have a few slots left. Just go to the website, esltalk.ca. Click be a guest at the top of the page. Alternatively, on our Instagram, there is also a link there where you can do that. We would also really love your questions, your contributions, your input. So if you would like to send us a question, or you would like to get a question answered, or a topic you'd like us to cover, feel free to send us an email, esltalkpodcast@gmail.com, or alternatively, just send us a message on Instagram, and we're going to start doing a mailbag feature in season 7. We've already got some questions lined up, so we're going to keep those coming. Feel free to add to those with whatever it is about teaching, online teaching, ESL teaching, all those different topics. We can help you out and hopefully answer those questions for you. So I know we're all super excited to welcome Faye back. I know I am. It's great to have my co-host back with me. So let's talk to Faye. Let's listen to her story, her journey, and let's get into it. Here we go.
Life is full of what-ifs, some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Faye, you are back. Welcome back.
Thank you. It's so good to be back.
Yes, it's been a very interesting and very difficult, challenging 2023, I know, for both of us, especially personally, and you know, professionally as well. It's been a little bit difficult for us both as well. So really happy to have you back. Really glad you're back on the podcast. We have missed you. I know our listeners have missed you as well. Not as much as me, because you know, it's
I know you've taken a lot on. It's not easy to do this all on your own.
I'm just so happy that you're back now, and you know, your health has improved, and you're able to give your time and energy to this, because I know our listeners really appreciate everything you do. So welcome back,
Thank
Faye.
You. I'm really glad to be here. So Daniel, actually, one thing I've been wondering about, I've been following the podcast this year pretty much as part of the audience.
Sure.
And I have seen all the amazing work you've done and how much we've grown. But I would love to hear more about that specifically, because I really don't know the numbers and the specifics of it. But from what I gathered, we've done pretty well. And thanks to our audience, we've grown a lot.
2023 was, again, you know, it was a difficult year. And in terms of numbers, in terms of growth, it's been incredible. Like, I never expected this when we started back 2021. So I think you were a guest in season 1, and then you came on board as a host in season 2. We're now wrapping up. This is the delayed, but I think it's worth the wait, the last episode for season 6. So we just wrapped that up. At our peak in, I think, around August, September, we were hitting around 10,000 downloads a month, which is incredible. We also ranked really highly. I was getting, you know, analytics and things sent through from our providers, and We're regularly charting in the top 15 language learning podcasts in the US, and I think even
That's great.
Cracked the top 10 once or twice in Canada. And in some really strange countries as well that I never would have expected. Like we're huge in Mauritius, apparently.
Ooh, hi everyone.
Yes, I know if you're listening there. We're also pretty big in Japan for some reason. Again, I don't know why, but thank you to all our Japanese
Well, there are
listeners.
Lots of ESL teachers in Japan, both expats and Japanese teachers.
That is true.
Right?
And so we've had a lot of guests, you know, that live in Japan or have worked in Japan as well. And Latin America has been great. Mexico, Colombia, Argentina, those countries as well. So we've seen a lot of growth all over the world, which is amazing. And what I love as well, I know I annoy everyone by reminding them to follow us on Instagram, but
yes,
we're almost at last check, about 4,500 followers now, which is incredible. And it's always really nice to open up the messages and see, you know, all the positivity, all the great guests we've had in the past, all the people that just reach out and just say, I love the podcast. I love this episode, or this really resonated with me. This helped me. You know, I'd love to come on, and it gives listeners confidence to join and to share their stories as well.
That's definitely something I missed, is connecting directly with our audience. Especially through Instagram, because it's just such an easy way to talk to people and send us a quick message. So keep doing that. Keep sending us these messages. I'll be on there now too.
So that would be amazing.
I'd love to chat.
And I think something else I noticed, which was quite interesting, is even maybe non-traditional ESL teachers, maybe like I've had conversations with music teachers, psychology teachers, even university teachers who found some aspects of what we did really useful. And and again, you know, sometimes we do go into topics about, you know, business, more business related things, you know, building a business, creating a business. But again, we've had amazing feedback, amazing connections again, and it's opened so many opportunities, you know, for us as well, to, you know, take part in things like conferences, do talks and give, you know, give feedback and things like that. It's been really, really nice. So that's a little bit about us.
That's amazing. I'm so proud of everything we have achieved, but also, Daniel, everything you've done this year for the podcast on your own. No small feat here. Only those of us that have been involved in a podcast know how much work it goes into it. And you basically do it from the heart, because that's the feedback you get, and the reward you get is just hearing everybody talk about how the episode went and reach out and all that. So thank you for that, Daniel. Thank you for keeping it up this year. I'm sure our audience appreciates it. I know I do for sure. Yeah.
Thank you. That's so kind. And it's just going to be so nice to have an additional voice and another host. And again, it's going to be, you know, I'm pretty sure we're going to go from strength to strength, keep growing, keep building, and, you know, keep making this a success. So again, you know, that's a little bit about the podcast, but I think what our listeners probably want to know is how have things been with you? I know it's been a very difficult, challenging last year and change. So kind of, you know, could you catch us up on your journey you've had in the last year?
Yeah, it's been quite the ride. I think I stopped recording right as my son was about to be born in the summer of 2022, so about a year and a half ago. And when my son was about 4.5 months old, I was diagnosed with breast cancer, which was quite the hit. This was actually a year ago. 2 days ago, we hit a year from my diagnosis, which is called cancerversary, as I've come to learn. And happy to report, I am now in remission. I went through treatment, the whole shebang. I had to go through chemo, and I had to go through surgery. I had a full mastectomy, lymph nodes removed, and all that. And then radiation. I'm still on immunotherapy until March, but that's the, let's say, quote unquote, easy part of my treatment. That's to prevent recurrence. But as my oncologist says, the chances of that happening are very slim. She says, basically, I'll be doing that till March, and then she will most likely never have to see me again. And that's what I'm hoping for.
Amazing.
So it's been quite the ride. And I'm really appreciative of being able to come back to this, because now it's like a phoenix rising back from the ashes.
Wow.
If you can see video, my hair is just growing back. I did literally go through my body just completely being reborn. So it was a lot, but it's definitely taught me quite a few lessons, and there were a lot of positives from it. I'm not one of those people that say, oh, everything happens for a reason, and okay, I'm kind of like, yay, thank you, cancer. I'm not that far. Mm-hmm. I would not wish this on anyone. If I could have a choice, I wouldn't have gone through it. But I think it's important to find the positives in everything, you know, and look on the bright side, if you will. And, you know, just a lot of good things have come from it. And I choose to look at those. And I would like to, I guess, discuss that a bit further too, and about all those changes that happen when we go through stuff like that, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I would love to know about your year. What has your journey
been
like?
Well, I think whatever I say, it's not even gonna, you know, even come close. But I understand.
But we all go through stuff, and you know, and that's another thing. It's not about comparing hardship,
of course,
right?
Yeah.
So
no, I hear you. And again, you know, it's all the work by myself and putting that in, it was absolutely like totally worthwhile, because we had, everyone was rooting for you, everyone was supporting you, there was so many positive messages and love. And you know, even when we started the fundraiser, like I was amazed that people we'd never even met were so happy to contribute to that. So
I do want to take this opportunity to thank everyone for that, because it really helped. Because you know, I was just going to come back from my mat leave, let's say, quote unquote, because I'm, as a self-employed person, I don't really get a mat leave. But,
right. Okay.
And just the commuting and the treatment and flying family over, because our family are all in Brazil, you know, going through it all, and flying people here to help and with the kids and all that. And it's just the financial aspect was an added stressor, you know, and just having people that I've never met just really like contribute anything to it just made me, just the gesture made me so moved, and I really appreciate it. So thank you, everybody. Thank you for the messages, the positive vibes, and everything. Anything and everything people sent my way was really, really appreciated.
I'm glad to hear that. And again, this is about a community, and I think we've done a lot to build a really amazing community. So we're so glad we can welcome you back, Faye. But
thank you.
I guess if I had to talk about everything that was going on last year, it was a very exciting year, a lot of new things in terms of, you know, starting my own business. I've had my own business for a little while, just on the small scale, but with the podcast, with some of the clients that I was working with privately, that branched out a little bit. I started getting more into things like test preparation. Myself and another colleague, we started working with students who need help with IELTS. So we did a lot of work with that. We started even helping teachers, because a lot of teachers would come to us and say, hey, how do I do this? I want to do this too. So we managed to grow from having my own private students to IELTS students to IELTS teachers. And then we started running workshops and seminars and programs and all those amazing things, providing training for organizations and companies. We went into schools in China, in Canada, in the UK to deliver training and webinars and things like that, which was amazing. And, you know, it was a lot of work because, again, you know, I'm doing that in addition to a regular job as well, quote unquote. So I was really happy as well, because I was, you know, I was able to still be quite involved with teaching. It wasn't day to day. It was more kind of administrative, more on the management side. But there were still some great opportunities to work with students and help students and still kind of, you know, get involved and get my hands dirty from time to time when it came to working with international students, which has always been something I've really loved. And you know, I think what I learned last year is that I do love teaching. Teaching is something that's my vocation, basically, because I'm a career teacher now, I guess. So I think it's more about finding the right kind of niche for me. So yes, I like to teach, but I don't want to teach all day every day. I like to help others and mentor others and teach others and work with teachers. So I've had an opportunity to do that. And then community and networking, which is what this is all about. So for everyone who reaches out, please keep doing so. And I've had so many great conversations and so many people who've listened to the podcast and they've thought, I'd really like to talk about something I'm passionate about. And that's given them the impetus to go out and to work on other things as well and just start conversations. So it's been been a great year. And 2024, it's again a lot of variety, a lot of different things, different projects, trying to divide my time and focus my time. I mean, you know, when you add things into the mix, like family and children and all those other things and health, it becomes very difficult to achieve everything. Yep. But it's just a case of doing what you can when you can do it. And again, to everyone listening, I know these episodes are not always out every single week, which is what I intend. But again, I really wanted to round off this season by chatting to Faye, and I'm glad we've been able to do that.
Yeah. And I think you've touched on an interesting thing, because you said, I know I'm a teacher, a career teacher. We're teachers at heart. That doesn't necessarily mean we're going to be teaching all day, every day, or forever. And I like what you said, that like you realize some things this year, right? That's not maybe necessarily what we want to be doing. But I think that has been the case for me too. I've had a lot of changes in perspective this year, going through it all. And one thing, for example, that I also realize is I like working with people. It's like I miss people and connecting with people. And that's one thing I've found really helpful as I started sharing my cancer journey on my personal profile. Was sort of like very therapeutic to do that and connect with people going through the same. And I met so many people going through it. And it reminded me a lot of our ESL Talk community, you know, when we're talking about teaching and the hardships of teaching or the joys of teaching and connecting through that, that sense of community I have also found with, let's say, my cancer community. And that I think is a change in perspective I've had, which is like, you don't necessarily have to be teaching or in the classroom all the time to be using those skills and the things you, or even getting the things you like from your teaching career or from that background we have.
100%. Right? What do you think you're going to do differently then in terms of, you know, kind of the way you were career-wise before and now? What's the shift going to be, or are you not really sure at this point?
I'm sure of a few things. I know that end of 2020 was when I started my online teaching business and my social media account, my Instagram for teaching, learning with Faye, right? And it was great. It grew really fast. I had made great connections through that, enabled me to create an entire online course, which was quite successful. The few times I opened enrollment for, I had conversation groups going and all that. And I really, really enjoyed that. And just thinking, wow, I have these students from all over the world and we're doing this together and we're meeting through this. I wouldn't have that if I didn't have my social media account and if I hadn't grown like that. But at the same time, it's really exhausting to be on social media as a business, you know, as a marketing tool. And it's this, you have this feeling that you have to be on all the time. And the way I did it was already sort of like a relaxed, I wouldn't say relaxed way, but I was always just like showing up on stories and showing my day-to-day life and teaching English as I went. And it was great. But there's always that feeling that you have to be there every day and you have to show up and you have to create content. And the thing about selling yourself online.
Right. You're your own marketing, basically, right?
Yeah. So, and you end up doing, and when I started to think about it, this was actually right before my diagnosis, when I was supposed to come back from my mat leave when my son was just 4 months old. I was kind of feeling that pressure. I have to go back. I have to show up on Instagram. I have to create content. And then I realized most of my days, most of my time, and the little energy I had, because I had two kids at that point, I was spending on marketing and on selling myself online and trying to convince people that they should join my class. Basically, it's what you're doing. And that's not why I like teaching. That's not why I started teaching. That's not why I got a master's in teaching. That's not why I've spent all this time and energy on my career. And to me, it just got really exhausting. And when my diagnosis came, it was almost a relief to not have to go back. It's like, guys, I can't. I have to take more time off social media. because I have a really good reason now. You know, I have to fight this thing. And I continued my online presence through my personal account, which really helped me cope with everything and connect, like I said. But it also, it was very different because there was no pressure. It was just on my terms. I wasn't like, I didn't have an end goal, which was like trying to get more students, trying to make money from this and making it my full-time job in my business. So one thing I realized for 2024, and to any of my students or followers listening to this podcast, is I guess this is my announcement. I am not going to be back to online teaching this year, at least. I don't think I'm going to be able to be that present on my social media, or if at all, because I really just want to focus on time lost. And I feel like the past year, I lost a lot of time with my family. My son, basically, his first year of his life, I wasn't there. I wasn't there, really. I was a shell of a person. My mother was here, thankfully, and connecting with him and taking care of him, and my husband doing it all. But I wasn't there. And the same for my daughter. I can't believe she's 4 now. And it's like, how did that happen? And when I look back, I've always been one to say, I'm going to be a working mom. I'm going to focus on my career. And I've always focused so much on my career. But I kind of now feel like I want to make that choice to focus on me and my kids, you know? Yeah. But I need to do something. So this is it. The podcast is going to be my thing this year.
Awesome.
You know, and some other things. How about for you? Is there anything you've come to realize you want less of this year?
I really like the... I'm not going to say the hustle because that's not the right word, but I like the way that I can try to help impact a lot of students and all the different things that I do. It's just time, as always, like you said. And again, our situations are totally different. So I can only imagine how difficult it must be for you when, you know, you have all those other things going on. But I think for me, it's more about, I want to do more impacting teachers, working with teachers, helping teachers, and trying to kind of share my knowledge and experience. And of course, there's going to be time for students. I think I want to still do all the things I'm doing, but I just want to do it in a more focused and directed way. I think that's basically what I'm getting at. Because again,
you think maybe too many fingers and a lot of pies and, you know, trying to condense maybe.
Yeah, exactly. Like,
that's a good lesson.
Yeah. And I think, you know, there's nothing wrong with, instead of doing something every day, do it maybe once a week or do it a couple times a month. Because like you mentioned, it's that whole thing of, especially when you work for yourself or you partially, you know, you're working from home, like a lot of our teachers are, you have to rely on you. You're your own boss, right? And that means you put in more hours and you put in more time. And, you know, I think the joke is an entrepreneur is someone who spends 80 hours a week to avoid working 40 hours a week. So it's like, you have to put in way more.
That's what it feels like for sure.
Yeah.
And trying to run a business online and all that.
Yeah, that's not necessarily my situation because, like I said, you know, I have a regular job and then I do all these other projects on the side. So again, things like this is something that we need to do more often and something I enjoy doing. Some of my teaching projects, maybe, you know, I just don't have the time. So they might be slightly more focused or differently arranged. But the beautiful thing is now we have all those years of experience, materials, resources, connections. So it's a case now where I already have a lot of those things. So I just manage them better and organize them better, and they can still work successfully and work well, I think.
Yeah.
So that's kind of, I still want to do those things, but maybe just do them in a more efficient way, I guess. We've talked a lot about AI in our previous episodes that can help somewhat, but
oh my God, yes,
not all the way. But essentially, you know, I have my regular job where I'm working in education, working with students and helping manage programs, a little bit of teaching as well. And then in my free time, quote unquote, you know, when I do have some time, it's the podcast, it's working with teachers, it's doing a little bit of test prep stuff as well, and working with a couple of select clients as well. So that's going to be kind of what I want to do in 2024. But how are we going to help our listeners, Faye? What are we going to do to help them get the most out of this year?
Yes, for sure. I think we'd like to continue the episodes, the variety of topics we have, and we'd love to have, I think I'd love to have more participation from our listeners too, so that we can continue to provide what is most useful to them, you know, or to you all listening to us. You know, we'd love to hear more from you and be able to bring that more into the episode.
100%. So, Yeah, I like that. I think what we've said, and this is something we really want to get you to help us with this year, is more of your questions about general teaching, about niche teaching, about technical aspects of teaching, maybe wanting to get started, maybe you're experienced. So we are going to have our little mailbag section where we're going to take a portion out of each episode to answer your questions. And again, we can do that anonymously if you wish. We can, we can obviously go into some detail depending on what you want. Just let us know. Mm-hmm. We'll be happy to do that as well. So again, don't forget, email address, esltalkpodcast@gmail.com. You can also send them on Instagram. Mm-hmm. You can also send them through our website as well, esl-talk.com. So all those different things you can do. And we did mention before that we were going to run an ESL Talk teacher conference. Obviously, we had to postpone that, but that is something as well that we have on the cards for 2024, which we'd love to do as well. So I hope you can join us with those things. And again, if you're looking to collaborate, looking to network, you have an opportunity that you'd like to share with the audience or something that you're really passionate about, then again, please feel free to get involved. The more input we have, the better it is for everyone, and the more that everyone benefits from that. So
exactly. Yes. Yeah. Do reach out. Let us know if you have any ideas for next episodes, any, like Daniel said, any questions, like rapid fire questions you want us answering in the upcoming episodes, and any feedback you have on this episode or any questions for us in more detail, we'd be happy to answer.
Absolutely.
It's been lovely being back here chatting with you, and
it's the perfect way to round off this season. So we'll be taking a couple of weeks now, face back, for us to get aligned, get all our guests booked and recorded, and feel free. This is a perfect opportunity. We do have a few slots left. So, and we'll be ready to rock and roll with a new season very, very soon. Keep an eye out on Instagram and on our website. Season 7. 7?
Wow. Oh my God. You insane.
Know, I know.
Season also calling out for sponsors soon. For season 7.
Yes, we all, I'm sure
get
you guys.
Get us while we're still small and cheap.
Exactly. You guys know we have our flagship sponsor, which is esl-curriculum.com. They've been a great partner for us. Resources, materials, games, lessons, ready to go. Fantastic, great resource. But yeah, we do have space for maybe one more sponsor. So if you're interested, let us know. We'd love to get you on board. And we'll wrap it up. That was an amazing chat. Thank you so much, Faye, for getting back
in.
And we look forward to connecting again soon.
Yeah, I'll see you and hear you soon.
Alrighty, so great news that Faye is back joining us for all future episodes. We are back to normal. Normal service is resumed. Thank you all for listening. We'll be back very soon. We're looking at early March to begin our new season of ESL Talk, season 7. So again, don't forget to subscribe on your podcast provider of choice. We're available on all major podcast providers. Don't forget to follow on Instagram and get those questions coming in, esltalkpodcast@gmail.com, or a quick message on Instagram as well. We'd really appreciate those so we can start answering your questions. And of course, like I said, we do have a few spots left. If you'd like to be a guest, go to the website, esltalk.ca, click the Be a Guest link at the top, or alternatively, go through Instagram. There's a link there to do that as well. Thank you all for your amazing support. We'll see you very soon for season 7. Excited, ready. We're already recording some episodes with some guests. So we'll see you very soon. Thanks for now. Bye-bye.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Thank you for listening. Don't forget to subscribe for even more ESL teaching content.